Barley's frantic gaze darted around the room. All eyes were fixated on him in deafening silence, as if waiting to see what their mad sheriff would do next. He pushed up from the stool.
"Stop it!" he shouted. "Stop staring at me!"
He stumbled his way across the room, bumping into tables and tripping over chairs as he made his way to the door and burst outside. Something was off. Way off. The normally hot Mississippi summer night was cold and crisp, like a Canadian winter's morning. Barley's breath misted when it hit the air. Looking around the vacant street, he rubbed his calloused hands up and down his arms, trying to bring some heat into the numb limbs. He turned back toward the saloon and stilled. The building was dark and empty, as if it had been abandoned long ago. Cobwebs were everywhere, even on the doors he had just gone through. Slowly, he backed away and stumbled off the edge of the wooden planked sidewalk, falling to his knees on the dusty street. A street, normally bustling with people, was now cold and empty. Other than the howling wind, no other sound could be heard. Barley pushed himself to his feet and started running toward the jailhouse, the wind fast on his heels, a wind determined to void him of any hope. When Barley reached the jailhouse, he closed the door hard behind him and leaned his back against it, his breath sawing in and out of his lungs. His heart felt like it was trying to beat out of his chest. He shut his eyes tight. In the sanctity of his jailhouse, the still, quiet, peaceful air provided some solace. After a few minutes, his heart slowed and his breathing shallowed. His shoulders relaxed, and he took a calming breath before opening his eyes. The jailhouse's empty cell stood across from him. It slowly opened, its rusty, iron-barred door groaning on its hinges. Barley's breath hitched as he stared at the impossible sight. The harsh whisper of a man's voice haunted the empty air. "Barley." Barley scrambled out of the jailhouse, desperate to place distance between him and the disembodied voice. On the empty street, Barley shouted,
"Help! Somebody help me, please!"
He tried every door on every building. All of them seemed to have been locked. He shouted again,
"Please! Somebody, anybody, help!"
He turned toward the sudden sound of a gathering crowd at the courthouse and ran toward the building to try the door. It swung open. Barley entered and rushed to each room, chasing the elusive sound of the crowd. But the courthouse seemed to be just as empty and abandoned as the saloon. When he got to the room where the trial had been held just a few days before, Barley paused for a moment. Behind him, the double door slammed shut with a hard thud. Light flared as the gas lamps on the wall and in the chandelier came to life. Barley ran back to the large main doors and yanked hard. They didn't budge. He kicked at the doors and pulled hard on the doorknobs. Still, nothing happened. He even tried ramming the doors with a running start. The hard knock of a gavel being slammed against a block of wood startled him. Its echo was followed by a loud,
"All rise! This court is now in session. The Honorable Judge Philip Stone presiding. All those who have business before this court come forward and you shall be heard."
Barley turned to face the bench. Ghostly images of people who attended that cursed trial began to appear around the room. The judge, the jury, the prosecution, the defense, the accused, the crowd, and even a ghostly apparition of himself. The judge leaned on his elbows and said in a deep, raspy voice,
"All right, let's get this trial underway.